was a cashier from the valley. He was burned out as a building from the riots. He had a rockin' little girlfriend named Marla. She was a cocktail waitress at the pit. Sometimes on the weekends they'd ride jet skis, take his little trailer to the river, bring along a TV to watch Rick Dees. Well, they smoked dope and snorted crystal. Yeah. Marla was as skinny as a fence post, but the powder in the baggie made her talk. Sometimes she did her hair like Charlie's Angels. Even sometimes she looked as weird as Master Spock. Sometimes on the weekends they'd eat fast food, take his El Camino to the desert, ride his motorcycles in the sand dunes. Well, they smoked dope and sort of crystal. Had a passion for firearms, his confidence they really seemed to bolster. He bought a $90 pistol for his mar-mar. She kept it in her little girly holster. Sometimes on the weekends they'd be fighting, as Tommy thought his girl was telling lies. He thought that she was thumping with the bass player. And all his dope and all his crystal meth. Thomas started suffering from delusion after 5 nights without any sleep. He rammed his fist through Marla's bedroom window, shoved his car keys to her dirty little teeth. She grabbed poor little Tommy by the hair. Pistol was the smoking on the counter. Silence, screaming the air, scream on and on. Just a memory of his burned out little world. And Marla's doing 30 years for murder, yeah, but she knows she's still this rocking little girl. Someday up in heaven they'll ride jet skis, scrawl their names upon the golden walls. Maybe up in heaven they'll watch Rick Dees smoke a little dope and snort some crystal.
Thank Stubbs for having us tonight and giving everybody free beer. That's not a bad deal.